This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Our coverage of the DC sports landscape today on The Fans, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I think Paramount Plus also has the show that you love with Kevin Costner.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? 1787, 1426?
Well, it's got the different years, but it's all in the Yellowstone universe.
Yellowstone
is silly.
I got into Yellowstone big time. Like, watched the first two or three episodes. I had like a free week trial or whatever was locked in. I need to get back to it. It's one of those things where I like fell off the wagon, didn't hop right back on the wagon.
Well, now it's football season, so don't order it now, but you'll get to it.
Now's not quite the time. Let's get to your Beltway Blitz. We'll get you to Mark Zuckerman of Mass and Sports, but we'll start on the gridiron. Mitch Tischler of Monumental Sports to get things going. Mitch was out at today's festivities, the Commanders with a scrimmage in Ashburn. Mitch, the offense, my goodness, they had a rough day against the first team defense.
They did, but a lot of things in life, when one side is good, the other side is bad. And I choose to look at it as a glass half full. The defense looked really good today. Clearly part of that is Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown not being out there, but the defensive line really got after the quarterback today. And I think, you know, some of the offensive struggles we have to take into account, that Jaden Daniels isn't rushing out of the pocket. He's not, you know, breaking outside contain and making plays with his arms and legs. You know, he had one run today that was pretty good, but I think you're seeing a quarterback who's working on being more comfortable in the pocket, more comfortable working through his progressions. And we know the athleticism that he has, and, you know, doesn't have to show it in training camp for us to believe that come September 7th, he's going to be ready to go with it.
Do they have enough weaponry on offense with or without Terry McLaurin?
I mean, with Terry, absolutely, yes. Without Terry, I think it brings a lot of questions into play. I mean, we're less than a month from the first preseason game, from the first regular season game, and we haven't seen Noah Brown go through multiple practices in a row. And I think that has to start being concerning at some point. And maybe he's on the same program as Terry, where you can roll him in, you know, 10 days before the start of the season and he'll be ready to go. But the biggest concern with Terry not being there right now is kind of the domino effect across the rest of the wide receivers. You know, you're forcing Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane to line up on the outside and try and win in those situations. And quite frankly, both of those guys, at least at this point in their careers, are more suited to the slot position. And I think, you know, Deebo Samuel is, teams aren't rolling coverages towards Deebo right now in training camp. The team's not practicing doing that sort of thing. So you're getting kind of straight up coverage across the board. Now, when we get to the regular season, if we're still in the same scenario, I think you're going to see teams do to Deebo what they've done to Terry in the past. And maybe Jalen Lane and his speed and quickness, you know, will work a little better, you know, not having to deal with both safety and corner at the same time. But, you know, this offense, I think, looks dramatically different if Terry McLaurin isn't in it. And I think, you know, it's going to put that much more pressure on Cliff Kingsbury to scheme up some stuff. And ultimately, I think it puts more pressure on the run game as well, because teams aren't scared about that over-the-top receiver, because there's not really a guy out there that's proven that they can stretch a field vertically.
Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports on Grant and Danny. Mitch, you've been very candid about being frustrated with the McLaurin situation and kind of how we got here. It's now August 12th. He was down on the practice field for the first time today, standing on the sideline in a hoodie, watching. I mean, do you feel like that in any way is a positive sign?
Not really. It was certainly nice to see him and Adam Peters talk. It's good to know that they can be cordial with each other. I think him being on the sideline today is a function of the first time that they've had a practice without fans since Terry McLaurin left his holdout to hold in. You know, you hear the players and the coaches talk about it. They understand the business. They talk about it. He's in meetings. He's working out with them. He's doing side work, all the different things. If there's 5,000 fans there and Terry McLaurin walks out during practice, it's going to be a distraction. And I give Terry credit for not creating the rest of his teammates. Today, I think, you know, the combination of this burgundy and gold scrimmage with, you know, kind of juices being amped up a little bit, you know, probably Terry wanted to go out there and watch it. But I think mostly it's because fans weren't there. And I think as we move forward between, you know, now and the start of the season, or now and whenever Terry figures out what's happening with him, I imagine we'll see him on the sidelines, you know, taking it in, watching what's happening, and kind of being up close and personal with it all.
So, Mitch, here's where I'm at. I am not angry at Terry McLaurin at all. I want to be very clear about that. I have no ill will. I get it. Get what you can get. It's a limited window type deal. But I'm now starting to look at my watch where I go, okay, enough's enough. We got to do this season, right? And if something happens where he's, you know, not in game shape and doesn't have the reps and there's a soft tissue injury and this year kind of gets derailed because he didn't report and show up and do the football, I understand you're disgruntled and not thrilled about your contract. I have empathy for that. But you also kind of owe everybody a season at some point, right? So I guess what I'm saying is I'm now approaching that time where I almost like would talk to my kids and go, you've said your piece, now it's time to brush your teeth. You see what I'm saying? Like, is there a time like that for you where you kind of would go, okay, Terry, you made your point, now you got to show up and play football. Does that ever come across for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we hear players talk about it all the time. You know, there's a difference between football shape and just being in good shape. And part of it is the stresses of, you know, running plays, quick cuts, all the different things that you do on a football field. You can practice all that, but when it becomes a dynamic thing and someone's forcing you to do it, you know, when not at your will, certainly those soft tissue injuries and whatnot become an issue. And, you know, I think we're starting to get close to that time. It's a delicate balance because you look at, you know, Rashawn Slater's the tackle out in L.A. for the Chargers. Mm-hmm. He signed a four-year, $100-plus million deal. 3 days later, blew out his patella tendon. If he didn't sign that deal before blowing out his patella tendon, when he comes back from that injury next year, you better believe the team is going to would have used that injury against him in terms of, you know, money that he's owed. So I understand from Terry's side not wanting to risk that side of things.
Right.
But we're also in a situation where he's got to go out and play well to earn, if they decide to play super hardball with him and not give him any sort of extension, he's got to go out and play well if he wants to earn a contract next offseason. So it's a delicate balance. I mean, you know, the good side of it is that Terry has proven to be a very durable player, and he and Jaden clearly already have a good connection. He's in the meetings. He's hanging out with the guys. They still have that rapport. But, yeah, at some point soon, I'd say in the next 10 to 15 days or so, it would feel super late if it's any time after that for him to get back out on the practice field.
Yeah, 10 to 15 would be worrying me. Mitch, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. Check him out. Monumental Sports. Let's keep the Blitz moving. go around the NFL in studio here, Danny. Najee Harris, the running back now with the Chargers, longtime former Steeler. He had the eye injury with a 4th of July incident with fireworks, which is scary. There was a picture that was published of him in his helmet where it looked like his eye was not completely open. Led to a lot of people speculating. Daniel Popper, who covers the team for The Athletic, did say he was jogging again today. This has actually been a really slow build back up for him.
Anytime you think, oh, okay, that's a bummer, or it'll heal. It's a freak injury. It's nothing. Sometimes you realize how serious those sorts of things are, right? Where you're not capable of doing all the things just yet, and it is a slow build. So obviously it was more serious maybe than initially let on. That's an interesting backfield there too, by the way. They drafted Amarion Hampton late in the first round, the Chargers did.
He's gonna be a stud.
And that's a guy that the fantasy owners are excited about, certainly. And Harris is one of those dudes that, we've kind of seen it from Pittsburgh, so it's one of those post-hype situations where everybody's kind of bored and not that excited about him. They're more excited about the new guy, but he could have a role there. I mean, think about their backfield last year with a couple of castoffs that ran the ball really effectively for Harbaugh.
Cleveland Browns camp Dylan Gabriel, according to The Athletic's Zach Jackson, is being outplayed throughout training camp by Shedeur Sanders. He still remains number 3 on the depth chart, with Shedeur listed 4th. Looking at some of what was written about their most recent practice, Gabriel missed the first preseason game with a hamstring injury, returned to 11-on-11 work today. Sanders is the only one of the primary 4 quarterbacks yet to take any snaps with the first-team offense. I think that could change here soon. If he has another good showing in their preseason game 2 coming up, I think you probably have to start letting Shedeur Sanders get some of those looks. I was listening to what Zach Jackson actually said recently on the Athletics football show, and he pointed out that from a physical standpoint, like watching Shedeur and Gabriel next to each other, there's no contest, right? Just physical traits, attributes. You think about it like baseball tools, as we call them, arm strength or athleticism or mobility or whatever. Shedeur by a mile over Dylan Gabriel. Now, there's more to the quarterback position than that, clearly. And one of the reasons that Shedeur fell to the 5th round had nothing to do with physical talent. It was kind of all of the other stuff that comes along, baggage, if you want to call it that, with, every time he does anything, it's the biggest deal in the world, positively, negatively. He's a little bit of a distraction, not even his own doing. And then there is some of the maturity questions and how he handled the pre-draft process. But if he keeps out playing Dylan Gabriel, nothing else should matter. He should just get more reps.
That's my view on it. I mean, listen, it's a dubious honor with that group, because it's a hodgepodge, a mismatch of leftovers, cast-offs, and ne'er-do-wells. But Sanders is the most talented quarterback there. I don't think that's a hot take when you're talking ancient Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett on team number 2, Dylan Gabriel, who transferred 3 different times from colleges, not a ton of arm strength, is more of one of those, limited check down type passers, I think, at his best. And you can run an offense, maybe, and guys can carve out nice careers there. But Sanders is the most talented guy, and he's got to climb over a number of bodies, but I expect that to happen at some point.
Let's go to Dateline Bears camp here. A stock report that was done by Athletic writer Kevin Fishbane, who covers the team. And Kevin Fishbane said that the stock is up on Montez Sweat, former friend, also Jaquan Brisker. But how about on the passing game stock being down? He said that Caleb Williams has, quote, been not consistent enough in training camp. His accuracy has not been there like it was even last summer. Now, he's getting a lot thrown at him from Ben Johnson. Yeah. They're loading him up with the entire playbook right away. This is becoming one of the bigger stories of camp, because we didn't see him in their preseason game. The tune-up with the Dolphins, they sat him. But the reports are not great out of Bears camp on Caleb Williams right now. I think it's going to take some time, because this is a pretty complicated offense. And again, they're giving him every page and loading him up right now to dissect. But you'd like to just be hearing things like, Caleb Williams looks comfortable. He looks good. And that is not the story.
No, this should have happened last year. You know what I mean? Like when you do last year's dance with coaches that can, if your coach can be fired, if it doesn't go well, that's not the time to draft a quarterback. It's paired wrong. It's a big waste. So Williams goes far enough down one road. They try to make something work that was low ceiling and limited. This is the kind of thing that should have been going on last year, where his rookie adjustments. You're almost doing rookie year right now all over again in year number 2, and you're kind of setting him back.
Last one, more quarterback news. Matthew Stafford with his back injury, not practicing again today. Remember, over the weekend, Sean McVay said he would be back on the practice field Monday. Mm-hmm. That did not happen. Now, he did not practice today either. So this is becoming a developing situation in L.A. Still not concern, at least publicly from McVay, that Stafford's not going to be ready to go or that they're pushing back his timeline or anything. But when you come out and say that the guy who hasn't been practicing because he's got a back, whose body breaks down on him frequently, will be on the field finally, and then 2 days later he's still not on the field, there's going to be questions. McVay did say they're monitoring it. He says it's flexible and fluid as a situation right now on Stafford's back. So not ideal for the Rams, a team that thinks that they could make a playoff run. Let's keep the Beltway Blitz moving and talk baseball. Zuckerman of MassinSports.com. Mark, the Nats play and lose in Kansas City last night, but the big story was Cade Cavalli's second start. What did we think?
You know, I thought it was fine. It wasn't as you know, electric as his return was last week, but that was kind of like everything fell into place. And he admitted the stuff wasn't as sharp this time, but I actually thought what impressed me was that he was able to be effective even without the swing and miss stuff. I think he only had like seven swings and misses. The sixth inning home run by Sal Perez that kind of spoiled it somewhat. It would have been two runs instead of turns into four, but it wasn't a terrible pitch. It's down and in, and you know, a guy who might be a Hall of Famer someday went down and got it and drove it out. So I actually think Cavalli was fairly encouraged by it. I think the Nationals should be encouraged by it. And it, to me, it's just nice that after all this time, we're not just talking about, well, when's he going to pitch for them and, you know, when's he going to be healthy? He's a big league pitcher now, and he's going to pitch every fifth day for them. That in itself, to me, is maybe the most encouraging part of it all.
I'm with you on that. What are kind of metrics for success for him the rest of the way? I mean, to me, my bar is so low. I'm not concerned about results at all. I just, can we make it through September and have a healthy, normal offseason to kind of build up and have him be part of the major league rotation? That's kind of where I'm at. Where are you at? Maybe where's the team at?
Well, I do want to see some success.
Well, sure.
I think the team does too. Yes, health is number one. Can he pitch every fifth day and get through that? But, you know, we're now going to finally find out, like, how does this stuff play against big league hitters? And so far, pretty good. Now, the next test is a big one because he's going to face the Phillies next time out. So you're not facing the A's, you're not facing the Royals, you're going to get Schwarber and Harper and Turner and the rest of them. So that, I'm very interested to see how it goes with that. But it seems like physically he's in a good place right now. I don't think, as far as I know, that they're going to have to talk about shutting him down at the end of the year. I think he's good to go the rest of the way. And, you know, the pitch count has been up in the 80s. I think they can push him beyond that as well. It would be really nice if at the end of this year you could look at this and say, Mackenzie Gore and Cade Cavalli, that's your 1-2 going into next season. That would boost a lot of spirits, I think.
Not to fuel this bus again, but I still think there's a chance, depending on what they do this offseason, they could trade Gore. A thought on that, you know, in terms of the offseason. But then also, what would the rest of the rotation look like? They've got a lot of guys like Josiah Gray and DJ Hurz coming back from injury. I know Hurz will be a little further behind. Like, what would that look like for you going into next year as a group of five right now?
Yeah, first of all, sure, they absolutely could look at the Gore situation again this winter. And it really boils down to who is the GM permanently and what is the vision, not just in the short term, but the long term. But they don't have a lot of obvious sure thing pitching depth. So let's presume that they keep Gore. You got Gore and Cavalli. What Brad Lord has done has really stood out. I know he's still got to finish out the year, but if he keeps on this path, he's definitely a part of the mix. I would love to see Josiah Gray in the big leagues before the end of the season. He has not faced live hitters yet down in Florida. They're taking it very slow. We're getting close to that point where it's either going to have to happen soon or it's going to be tough to see him making a back this year. That doesn't mean he won't be a part of it coming into next spring and next season, but I would love to see a little evidence at least of him back here. And then you're talking about, you know, less sure things like Mitchell Parker, DJ Hurz eventually, you know, someone else coming out of the system. So that to me is why, like, if you have any visions at all of trying to be a competitive team next year, you think the Mackenzie Gore has to be a part of it. I understand why GM might think, hey, let's see what we could get for him. Maybe we do have to think longer term than that. But if you could start with a Gore, Cavalli, Lord, and Gray, that's a pretty good starting point given how weak it has seemed for the better part of the season.
James Wood starting to, looks like he's coming out of it, business picking up for him. During that slump and that scuffle, what were you seeing and kind of what's the difference?
He definitely looks like himself again. And I think the biggest thing is he's staying closed, his shoulder, his hip. He's driving the ball the opposite field, even against lefties. That's what he did so well, of course, for the first month of the season, and he looks like that again. Now, he's still chasing a little bit. Last night, he didn't strike out. That's great. First time he hasn't done that in a while. What happened during that stretch, he's not getting fastballs to hit, and he is chasing breaking balls and off-speed stuff down and away and flying open with his front shoulder, all that stuff that everybody goes through at some point. This was the first time for him. The four games so far on the trip, he's looked much more like himself. I think he's going to be all right. And hitting leadoff, as it did for Schwarber years ago, maybe there's something to that. It helps take some pressure off, and he's looked really good since he's gone up to the top of the order.
Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com. Go check him out there. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That there is your Beltway Blitz. Next, I want to get into the Commanders running back room. As I was watching their scrimmage today in Ashburn, it dawned on me that even though they may not have a star running back, they've got a lot of talent in that room, and they're going to cut a couple players that will get carries on other teams this season. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're Grant and Danny. We are brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murat.
Exclusively sponsored by that law firm. Estate planning, Elder Law, real
Big
estate.
Elder Lure guy.
Elder Lure. Do you know about this? Elder Lure. Real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. They now do Elder Lure, which is a big deal.
They've added that to their portfolio.
A lot of people say Elder Law. Not me. Not when I'm doing the read.
There's a lot of positions where the Commanders are going to end up cutting a player that's going to end up playing in the NFL for somebody else this year, which has not been the case in a long time. That is evidence of the fact that they are better, I think, number one. But number two, that they have a old team, honestly. I mean, you look at wide receiver, they're going to cut names. Like Michael Gallup, KJ Osborne, Chris Moore, a couple of maybe those guys are going to be available and probably get signed by someone to kick around on a practice squad, get a chance to catch a pass this year. There are other spots defensively. I was thinking about the defensive line. You know, if they keep 9 or 10, Armstrong, Payne, Kinlaw, Miller, Wise, Goldman, Newton, Farrell, Baptiste, Day, Carl Davis, Jacob Martin, Jalen Holmes is at an awesome camp. Mm-hmm. Andre Jones, former 7th-round pick. Like, there's dudes here that get cut that are going to play somewhere else. I really believe that. The spot that I really had this epiphany watching practice about today was the running back room. Because everything's been about Jacory Crosky-Merritt.
Mm-hmm.
This Bill Merritt breakout, everyone's, I don't even want to say overdoing, but correctly discussing that he looks the part, and now everybody saw it in the preseason. There's no secrets anymore, and you guys see what we see. It's the one cut, it's the up the field, it's the physical violent running. He had probably three plays that particularly stood out to me against the Patriots where I go, you see? That's the thing. That's what everybody's been talking about. But let's say he's on the team and you can put that one in pen.
Mm-hmm.
Robinson, Eckler, Merritt, likely to keep at least three. They could keep four backs. They're definitely not keeping five. They have Chris Rodriguez on this roster right now. Got cut at the beginning of last year at the end of camp. Ended up running the football as effectively in the same role as Brian Robinson, basically. I don't think that, this is my little hot take, I don't think the gap or the difference between B-Rob and Rodriguez is that significant. But Rodriguez is probably not going to make the team. He's an NFL running back to me. Every time that guy plays, he goes out and averages 4.5, 5 yards a carry for a couple games at a time. Jeremy McNichols was on this team last year. He was good. He was actually helpful. He caught passes. He ran the football effectively. Go back to the Cardinals game. I think he scored a couple touchdowns when they hung 40 on Arizona. Like, there were games where Jeremy McNichols was not just an NFL running back, a solid NFL running back. He's not going to be on this team, maybe. Dimitric Felton got carries dating back to 2022 in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns. That guy's been on fantasy rosters before. He was like a flavor of the month in the past. You saw the preseason game against New England. He looked pretty good. He had 42 yards, averaged 6 a carry. Today, they didn't give out an MVP award. That would have been really wacky in their little scrimmage. Dimitric Felton was the most effective player. Like, from a stat line, if you could look at a box score, nobody had a better statistical game than he did. He had a touchdown run, ripped off two really impressive runs. He was probably the biggest offensive standout of anybody in that practice. And so my point is, at a position where they're likely to keep three, maybe keep four, Robinson, Eckler, Merritt, McNichols, Rodriguez, Felton, that's six guys. Half of them may not make it. At least two of them won't make it. I'm not even going to bring up Kaz Allen, who I think is super interesting and can catch the football and was a wide receiver return man in college who flashes occasionally at practice. But that's just one position group to point out. They've got a ton of talent, and they're going to end up cutting some decent players.
Yeah, I don't think there's a star there.
Definitely not.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of what we're always sort of looking for in hunting, that bell cow, that 250, 300 touch running back. I don't think that exists in here, but there's a lot of guys that are, I don't know how to say this better than that. It sounds disrespectful, but 5s out of 10 at the running back spot, but they get to that 5 in different ways, like different attributes, right? Like McNichols a little bit more pass catcher, maybe, than Rodriguez, who's more MJD kind of power style.
It's like
style.
Saying they've got a rotation full of 4th and 5th starters.
Yeah, exactly.
But they've got 8 of those guys for 5 spots in baseball parlance.
Totally.
You know, they have 6 running backs for 3 or 4 spots. Yeah, maybe it's all 3rd and 4th starters, but they actually have some decent depth of guys that are somewhat redundant or comparable.
No, but there is depth there, kind of to your point, right? So you can do a hot hand bit. I mean, there are times where, again, I always point to that Atlanta game where Rodriguez ran the ball the best of any running back that was on the field that day. There were games where McNichols that had that title, certainly, right? So it is going to be fascinating. But the question then becomes, who can you get to the practice squad, right? If there's an issue there, if there's a potential. Like, are you terrified of losing Kaz Allen? No. Probably, right? I mean, if anybody
definitely
wants,
not.
Somebody poaches Kaz Allen from you, fare thee well, I'll help you pack your bag. Somebody steals Dimitric Felton from you because they're desperate. you know, I wonder how much better these guys are than the other six or seven running backs that are in, name that city.
I don't know. Well, those two guys specifically, I don't think they are at all. Like, you could get Felton to your practice squad. Do I think that there's 20 Chris Rodriguez's necessarily being cut? I don't. Like, again, maybe I'm higher on him than most, but I've got...
Every time we've seen him, he's done well.
I was going to say, I've got the... I'm not going to say tape on my side, but I've got performance on my side. When he plays, he produces. I mean, how big is the gap between Brian Robinson and Chris Rodriguez? I posed this to someone out there with the team, and basically what came back to me was... Robinson is more of, you know, gives you more of a chance to actually be a bit of a horse. Like, he could take on the workload. I just think that you've seen him do it. That's the difference. How do you know Chris Rodriguez couldn't be that guy? I don't remember if it was the Giants game. Last year, he had like a 17-carry game, if I remember, didn't he? Where he like toted the mail a little bit at one point last year. Maybe I'm making that up. I'd have to look. But for some reason, that sticks out in my head.
Tennessee game where they were blowing him out and everyone ran for a million yards. 13.
Okay.
There's an 11-carry game against the Giants, 11 for 52.
So 11.
Yeah,
so,
when nobody was doing anything on the ground that game except for him.
By the way, that's a second half. That's like a half of football. Right. So that's like a 20, 22-carry, whatever it is, like pace that he's on. Who's to say he couldn't go out and be B-Rob and go 15 for 75 or something? Now, I'm not saying that Robinson's not going to start. He's going to. They've had the chance back-to-back off seasons as a staff to go in a different direction. They have not. My point is just, they'll cut Rodriguez, and he is the kind of guy to me that is not that different from your actual starter.
Well, when you say the gap isn't that big, has Robinson improved? Thank you. Listen, I'm over it. I'm ready for something else. So if you want to do, if you want to power back, I'll do Chris Rodriguez. Again, Robinson's got a role in my
would
team.
Would you actually consider, in a world where you're keeping four, well... How do I want to say that? Okay. Would you consider Robinson out, Rodriguez in?
No, because he's a third-round draft pick, and there's no financial incentive to do that. Like, I'm keeping him because the difference really, and I'm shtick aside, isn't really that big between the two guys.
Correct.
I can afford to tinker around with Rodriguez to practice squad and that sort of stuff. But to me, I'm over and out on the Brian Robinson era. Love that dude. Really impressive guy. Again, what he's gone through, that's a separate issue for me from the football part of it. I have no interest in the football part of it other than I got a fourth and one. I'll trot him out there and ram him into the line of scrimmage a couple different times, but he is not leading my team in carries by a long shot. But they seem to want to do that.
Yeah, I just feel like by now we kind of have the information we need. The tragic, awful situation that unfolded in his rookie year where he got shot in the leg.
Shot in the knee.
Going to pick up food in D.C. back in the summer of 2022 is not lost on me. And what I mean by that is, like, he comes back four games into the season, comes out of the tunnel like 50 Cent playing.
Unbelievable,
it was crazy,
dude.
Right? He walks out, and it was an awesome scene. I still remember the smoke and the song and the edits that were all over social media. And he ended up averaging 3.9 a pop. Now, every year it's gotten a little bit better. And a Brian Robinson truther or some defender of his could say, well, every year his average has gone up to 3.9 to 4.1 to 4.3. It was a 4.0 yard per carry average for two seasons. It's currently 4.1 through three now years and 570 attempts. I know what I got here.
Yeah.
It's a singles hitter.
It was the worst on the team last year for anybody that carried it more than a couple times.
Yeah. Eckler averaged more. Rodriguez averaged more. Correct. But it's singles with the occasional double. I'm looking for a gap-to-gap doubles hitter who could hit the ball over the fence. I think Merritt could be that guy. So he's going to play a lot for me pretty early on. I'm going to spend the rest of the preseason finding out, can he pass pro?
Yep.
Is he good in these other areas? I should point out, I don't think this should alarm anybody, but I'm just throwing out there what I learned today. He did not play at all in this scrimmage, this burgundy versus gold scrimmage today. And I grabbed him after practice real quick and just asked him about it. And he's dealing with a little bit of a sore shoulder or something. I don't think it's anything. But it was one of those, like, why are we pushing him? We got 9 days between the two games. And they kind of held him out. That having been said, that Bengals game, he's going to work with the ones for me.
Well, yeah. Well, here's why that matters is because what you're thinking about is what they're thinking about. Going, what about week 14, 15, 16? And this long grind, can he sustain that? Can he play for us and be a bell cow or be a guy that we can give 10, 12, 15 touches to? Maybe the answer is no if that's what happens after one start. Again, you're not holding it against him because you're trying to think long term, but they're trying to prognosticate not just who's good against the Giants in week one, but when we're keeping people around, who can still help us kind of as the season grinds on and the hits pile up.
I think they'll keep four, and McNichols might be in as like a return man, special teamer.
Teams guy, yeah.
Especially if he can cover. And I haven't watched close enough. I'll have to maybe monitor that. But if he could prove like willingness to get down there and make a tackle on teams, maybe he saves his bacon and he makes the team that way, because he's one of these guys that's just he's beloved in the locker room. Mm-hmm. Like what the players would call, he's a dog. You know, he's just one of those dudes. You want on your side, send him out into the alley with you to go fight everybody. And so players will be rooting for him to make the squad. But I know Robinson and Eckler are in. I'd assume Merritt's going to be in. And that might be a position where, especially with practice squad, whether it's Rodriguez you could get through. I'm not convinced or sold, but maybe you could. It's been forever since they've had anybody claimed. I always just defer to the possibility that you can get a guy through. Like Rodriguez, Felton, Kaz Allen, McNichols, two of those guys could be on your practice squad. And then it's they're still on your roster. It doesn't matter if they're on the active roster or not. So I probably would try to save a spot somewhere else and just keep three. Especially because Robinson and Eckler are so different and do different things.
Totally. And they're thunder and lightning, whatever you want to call it. They're yin and yang. They're opposite players.
And Debo,
it's going to be such,
gives you
exactly.
Like a little bit of like, I could line him up and give him a carry in an emergency. Same thing with the
Jalen Lane here and there.
So I don't know that you need to, like, if you're worried about what if two guys go down, well, you still have somebody, let's say Merritt, the third guy, to be that guy, and then you still have someone else who can take carries from receiver.
Well, when you start doing the math on it, right, and some guys have already done some early roster prognostications, and you go, we'll keep 9 defensive linemen or maybe 10. Uh-oh, well, where are you going to cut? Like, where's that spot for you? And if you can get a guy or two to the practice squad that will come up, a la Chris Rodriguez last year, then maybe that's where you sacrifice a little bit.
Would you guys keep a fourth running back? And if so, who would be your leader in the clubhouse there? What would you like in that spot? Behind Robinson, Eckler, Merritt, Rodriguez, are you comfortable with him possibly not being back? Jeremy McNichols, who was very helpful last season. Did you see enough from Felton that he becomes interesting? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
First and 10 from the 25. Sam Hartman. There's the give. Bill continues to churn up to the 34-yard line. That's a hard run by Bill Kroski-Merritt.
Ja'Cory Brooks, Commanders wide receiver, led the team in catches and yards in preseason game one against the Patriots. We'll be on the show coming up at 5:45 today. You're listening to The Fan. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, you just heard making a play, has been the talk of camp. It's got us thinking about the running back position. There's been so much dialogue on where he's going to fit on the depth chart. Can he take carries away from Brian Robinson early this season? My bigger picture point is just that they're pretty well off at running back. Would I like to have Ashton Jeanty? Of course. Would it be nice if Saquon Barkley was going to tote the mail and carry you? No kidding. Yes. But even though they've got a bunch of guys that are not stars and are just okay, basically, I do think they have more okay options than they've had in a while. Robinson, Eckler, Merritt, and then the depth guys who the margin in this league between cutting on the practice squad and getting five carries for 25 yards on a game day is pretty small. Like your Chris Rodriguez, Jeremy McNichols types played really well at times here last year. They probably won't be on the team. Demetric Felton has played in the league for the Cleveland Browns. He's probably not going to make the roster. He was the most impressive player on the field today at practice and had the best numbers in their preseason game. So it does feel like they've got some depth at running back. We want to know how you guys feel about the position. Pete's in Annapolis on G&D. What's up, Pete?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, man. In a world like I'm keeping four running backs, I gotta do Chris Rodriguez. I mean, I got B-Rob, I got Eckler, I got Kroski-Merritt for sure. And if we're doing four on the 53-man roster, I gotta do Chris Rodriguez. I mean, I just think like you guys have said, not to beat a dead horse, but like when he was different touches last year, you know, he makes them all count. You know, I mean, I was at some games last year where he did pretty well, and I think His style of play reminds me so much of like an Isaiah Pacheco, like such a hard, like aggressive runner.
Despite not being enormous,
adds
yeah,
exactly. Like for his size, like he's an animal. I just think that adds so much to and complements like our running back room.
Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate you. That touchdown he scored against Atlanta, I'm probably overstating it, but that little pitch to the left, to the short side of the field, he breaks a tackle. Wiggles, makes another guy miss, and carries two dudes into the end zone. I'm going, Brian Robinson wouldn't do that, even though he's kind of the backup to Brian Robinson, if that makes sense. Like, McNichols was Eckler's backup almost. I mean, not exactly one-to-one, but that's kind of how it felt, how they split those services. And when Rodriguez has gotten opportunities, and it's never been extended huge run. I think his high last year was 13 carries and a blowout against Tennessee, where you and me ran for 100 yards. But generally, he's made the most of them. And what else are you supposed to do, right? Like, what else can you do other than when you're given opportunities, you perform well?
Yeah, if your job is to go into the game and perform, when that's all I've done in my career, don't I get something for that?
Mm-hmm.
He averages in his career basically 1 yard more per carry than Brian Robinson does. Now, it's very different. It's, you know, 35, I guess it's 85 career runs for him. And B-Rob is over 500, right? It's a 6-to-1 or something ratio.
Right.
But my point is, one of those guys averages 4 yards per carry. The other averages 5 yards per carry. And by the way, a career average of 4.9 a pop ain't nothing. Like, that's a pretty impressive deal for Chris Rodriguez, who was a draft pick. He was a sixth-round pick who had a good college career in the SEC. It's not like he's some random dude from a directional college who no one had ever heard of who was a college free agent either. It's not like he doesn't have NFL size. Like, all the boxes get checked for him. Let's go to Mark, who's in Largo on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
What's up,
my four would be... What's up, Danny? My four would be McNichols, Eckler, Merritt, and Rodriguez. I would cut Brian Robinson. If this team has Super Bowl aspirations, you got to make Super Bowl decisions. And that means it's going to be tough decisions, but it needs to happen. Let's just get this out here. Brian Robinson may average 4.3 yards per carry, but he is below average as a running back. If you can't rush for 1,000 yards, you're not even average. Brian's got to go. I mean, I would try to work a trade to get him, move him on, but I don't see how he makes this team. I'm sorry, I don't.
Appreciate you, buddy. He's going to make the team. I'd be surprised if he didn't. So if he doesn't, call back and tell me I'm crazy, but it would be stunning if he didn't. He's their starter. Projected for week one as of right now. And he didn't play at all in the preseason game because they're resting him
right.
Because they're getting ready for the regular season with him. The 1,000-yard thing, I get his point, which is to say, you know, in today's NFL, 2-3 years ago, 1,000 yards was a huge deal. It was hard to get to. Last year, there were 15 or so backs that did it. I would say like 850 is now that mark, where if you're not there and you're a full-time starter who plays every week, like, are you even lifting, bro? Like, what are you doing? But I don't do the yards in a season thing because that's not really telling, because you don't know how many carries a guy got, what his opportunities were, did he miss any time, was he injured, was he playing banged up. I do yards per attempt or just other metrics like, you know, the rushing yards over expected in next-gen stats. How many guys does he make miss? How many tackles do you run through or avoid? And none of those metrics were particularly great again last season. So I'm not going to sit here and stand on the table for Brian Robinson, but when we start saying he's not going to make the team, I don't buy that. By the way, our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day is up on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. Our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day, local, long distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades, best in class service and experience. We're asking you, how many backs do you think Washington keeps, 3 or 4? So far, first 50 or so votes in, 70% of people think they keep 4 running backs. And with the competition at that position, that tends to make some sense. Next, Terry McLaurin, for the first time this month, came down to the field and watched from the sideline during practice, even had a conversation with Adam Peters. Does that mean anything? We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.